listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all powerful, everywhere at the same time, all knowledgeable, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is trust in God for everything. My scripture is Matthew 6, 25 through 34. My text is Matthew 6, 25, which states, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment, which is clothing? There is scarcely any sin against which our Lord Jesus more warns his disciples than disquieting, distracting, distrustful cares about the things of this life. This often ensnares the poor as much as the love of wealth does the rich. But there is a carefulness about temporal things, which is a duty, though we must not carry these lawful cares too far. Take no thought for your life, not about the length of it, but refer to God to lengthen or shorten it as he pleases. Our times are in his hand, and they are in a good hand. Not about the comforts of this life, but leave it to God to make it bitter or sweet as he pleases. Food and raiment God has promised. Therefore, we may expect them. Take no thought for tomorrow, for the time to come. Be not anxious for the future, how you shall live next year, or when you are old, or what you shall leave behind you. As we must not boast of tomorrow, so we must not care for tomorrow or the events of it. God has given us life and has given us the body. And what can he do, not do for us? Who did that? If we take care about our souls and for eternity, which are more than the body and its life, we may leave it to God to provide for us food and raiment, which are less. Improve this as an encouragement to trust in God. We must reconcile ourselves to our worldly estate as we do to our stature. We cannot alter the disposals of providence. Therefore, we must submit and resign ourselves to them. Thoughtfulness for our souls is the best cure for thoughtfulness for the world. Seek first the kingdom of God and make religion your business. Say not that this is the way to starve. No. It is the way to be well provided for, even in the world. The conclusion of the whole matter is that it is the will and command of the Lord Jesus that by daily prayers we may get strength to bear up under our daily troubles and to arm us against the temptations that attend them. And then let none of these things move us. Happy are those who take the Lord for their God and make full proof of it by trusting themselves wholly to his wise disposal. Let thy spirit convince us of sin in the want of this disposition, and take away the worldliness of our hearts. It is the counsel and command of the Lord Jesus that we take no thought about the things of this world. The thought here forbidden is, number one, a disquieting, tormenting thought, which hurries the mind hither and thither and hangs it in suspense, which disturbs our joy in God and is a damp upon hope in him, which breaks the sleep and hinders our enjoyment of ourselves, of our friends, and of what God has given us. Number two, a distrustful, unbelieving thought. God has promised to provide for those that are His all things needful for life as well as godliness. The life that now is food and a covering, not dainties, but necessaries. He never said they shall be feast, but verily they shall be fed. Take no thought for your life. Life is our greatest concern for this world. All that a man has will he give for his life. Yet take no thought about it, not about the continuance of it. Refer to God to lengthen or shorten it as He pleases. My times are in thy hand, and they are in a good hand. Not about the comforts of this life. Refer to God to embitter or sweeten it as He pleases. Take no thought for the morrow, for the time to come. Be not full of concern for the future, how you shall live next year, or when you are old, or what you shall leave behind you. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? God has given us life and given us the body. It was an act of power. It was an act of favor. It was done without our care. What can not He do for us? Who did that? And will He not? If we take care about our souls and eternity, which are more than the body and its life, we may leave it to God to provide for us food and raiment, which are less. Behold the fowls of the air. They make no provision for the future themselves. And yet every day, as duly as the day comes, provision is made for them. Improve this for your encouragement to trust in God. Are ye not much better than they? Yes, certainly you are. Which of you, the wisest, the strongest of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? We did not arrive at the stature we are by our own care and thought, but by the providence of God. Now He has made our bodies and made them of such size. Surely we'll take care of them and provide for them. Look upon the lilies and learn to trust God for raiment. Consider how frail the lilies are. They are the grass of the field. Consider how free from care the lilies are. They toil not as men do to earn clothing as servants, to earn their liveries. Neither do they spin as women do to make clothing. It does not follow that we must therefore neglect or do carelessly the proper business of this life. It is the praise of the virtuous woman that she lays her hand to the spindle, makes fine linen and sells it. Proverbs 31:19-24. Idleness tempts God instead of trusting Him. But he that provides for inferior creatures without their labor will much more provide for us by blessing our labor, which He has made our duty. And if we should, through sickness, be unable to toil and spin, God can furnish us with what is necessary for us. After all these things do the Gentiles seek. Thoughtfulness about the world is a heathenish sin and unbecoming Christians. The Gentiles seek these things because they know not better things, but are eager for this world, because they are strangers to a better. They seek these things with care and anxiety, because they are without God in the world and understand not His providence. Published by CNN on Monday, March 20th, 2023, law enforcement officials are desperately searching for Indiana teen Scottie Dean Morris. Police are asking for the public's help as the search continues for a missing Indiana teenager who is believed to be in extreme danger, according to a missing person alert. Scottie Dean Morris, 14, was last seen at 8:30 p.m. Thursday in the small town of Eaton, 76 miles northeast of Indianapolis, according to Eaton police. He is believed to be in extreme danger and may require medical assistance, reads a civil alert issued for Morris on Friday. Authorities have not disclosed details on the boy's condition or why he may need medical assistance. Since his disappearance, crews have searched for Morris on foot and by boat, using infrared drones and helicopters, and with bloodhound teams on the ground, according to a police. More than 100 volunteers work with Eaton Police, a small department with only 4 regular officers, to search for the teenager on Friday. Law enforcement officials are desperately searching for Indiana teen Scotty Dean Harris. Law enforcement searching for missing Indiana teen who may be in extreme danger. It was all hands on deck as community members came together to search for the boy, Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner said, describing volunteers who fanned out along a river and walked for 2.5 miles to look for the boy, CNN affiliate WTHR reported. On Sunday, people were asked to stay away from the wooded areas, rivers, and tree lines, while Indiana State Police helicopters used infrared cameras to search for Morris. A search party was scheduled to go again Monday morning to look for the teenager on foot. I want this boy to know, we are not here to make sure he's in trouble. We want to help him, and we want to just make sure he's safe, Turner told WTHR. Police have made several direct pleas to Morris on their Facebook page, asking the teen to reach out if he sees the social media posts. Scotty, if you see this, please know we are doing everything we can do to get whatever help you may need and to make sure you are safe and warm, the police agency posted Saturday. Your safety is our main priority. Morris is described as having brown hair and blue eyes and is 5'4" tall, according to police. He was last seen wearing a white shirt and red and black shorts. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so that we may have everlasting life. Therefore, let us trust in him, because he loves us so dearly. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is grace. The word grace means more than just God's kindness toward us, or even his mercy. It means his undeserved favor. It means God owes nothing to us, and we deserve nothing from him. Ephesians 2:5 says it like this, that by grace you have been saved, which means our salvation was totally unmerited. It came solely because of God's grace. The motive of grace is the compassionate, infinite love of a merciful God. But the work of grace was Christ's death on the cross. When I imagine Christ hanging from the cross, the spikes in his hands, the crown of thorns on his brow, his blood draining from his body, the soldiers mocking him, then I begin to see the depth of God's grace.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.